In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Christ the King Sunday and Pie Auction. And Pie Auction went a little long. I'm glad folks made it over. It's just been sort of a weird Sunday for me, I have to tell you. I immediately started the early service without my microphone, which was a ton of fun. So we had to change that out in the middle. And as I'm standing there this morning, having been aware of the hymns that we would be singing, I couldn't help but be struck by our gradual hymn. It happens to be in my top five, maybe top three. Two reasons: I can sing it. Well, to my liking, anyway. It's three verses. You just can't go wrong there. That's better than eight with some of our hymns. Although it could be eight, and I'd be very happy with that. Christ the King Sunday. King of glory, King of peace, I will love thee. And it just has that longing tone to it. Are you familiar with the hymn we just sung? You should raise your hand so the organist knows. There you go. Okay, good. I just couldn't help it. And as I'm standing up here, I'm thinking, Lord, what are you doing to me right now? You ever have those moments? Have you had one of those moments when you're getting ready to preach? You should try that out. As I'm listening to this hymn, I'm thinking, don't mess with me. I have my sermon down. But he's messing with me, and I had to just continually listen closely. And it's really this part of the last verse. Small it is in this poor sort to enroll thee. Entered eternities too short. Okay, we don't know that part. Eternities too short to extol thee. And every time I sing this hymn, I'm thinking there's got to be yet another line. Amen? Because by that point, honestly, if I'm fully engaged in this hymn, I can barely speak, let alone sing. And on this Christ the King Sunday, we should be feeling more of that, I believe. We are standing here, well, I'm standing, you're sitting. We are here this morning to give glory to Jesus, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen? We're here to give him glory and to recognize that he is over all things. He strengthens us. He saves us. He cleanses us of our sins. He gifts us all that we have. He does. And this is the day we gather as the church and remember that fully, Christ the King. And we come in and we listen to Luke. In the gospel according to Luke, it is crucifixion. And we think, whoa, wait a minute. Sounds like Holy Week, doesn't it? Good Friday, even. And we should remember, this is a moment. This is the moment. Now, they had already put the sign above him that he was the King of the Jews. And there he was. They were mocking him. There was a few different types of people present. There were the leaders. And there were the soldiers. And the leaders scoffed at him, saying, he saved others, let him save himself. If he is the Messiah of God, his chosen one. The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, if you are the King of the Jews, save yourself. And then we move further, and one of the criminals who were hanged there kept deriding him and saying, are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us. But the other one, finally, the other one, do you not fear God since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong. And then he says to Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Out of all the people that are there, he's the one. He's the one that is there giving glory to God for the very presence of Jesus, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Amen? Yes. And you think, yeah, that's great. But there was one other group of people there, wasn't there? One other group. as Jesus is crucified. He prays for the forgiveness of all who are present, by the way. I know we often hear that, yeah, forgive those people who crucified him, but I think he's praying for all that are present, up to and including this group of people. And the people stood by watching. The people stood by watching. One. In the desperate few moments of his earthly life, turned to Jesus and said, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom," which only a king would have, a kingdom. Amen. The people stood by watching. And we know if we move a little further in the gospel according to Luke, not everybody in that group of people, the crowd, understood who Jesus was, or shall I say, is. But some did. Some knew. Some were aware. Some had seen all that he had done. Some had heard his teachings. Some had maybe even been healed by his very hands. Some knew. But the people stood by watching. How do we know? Well, if we go a little bit further, after Jesus has died, as you move further in the gospel, the centurion steps forward after Jesus has breathed his last. The sun has gone dark. The curtain in the temple has been torn open, which, by the way, is symbolism for now there is access to the Holy of Holies. It's no longer blocked by the curtain. The centurion, one of the soldiers, one of the leaders of the soldiers, praised God and said, "Certainly this man was innocent." And when all the crowds, those who stood by watching, when all the crowds who had gathered there for this spectacle saw what had taken place, they returned home beating their breasts, lamenting, asking forgiveness, no doubt. They knew. I wonder if they knew while they stood watching. And we can hear that and maybe feel a little bit of sorrow, or we can hear that and be encouraged. And here's the encouragement, brothers and sisters. This kingdom that Jesus speaks of, his kingdom, as he says to us in Scripture, the kingdom of heaven is near. Amen? That sounds familiar to you, I assume. Kingdom of heaven is near. In fact, it is so near, the very place in which God dwells by his Holy Spirit is so near to you, it is where? In you. The Spirit of God indwells you. Amen? We gather together today to see Jesus as King, pointing towards his kingdom, and we do this just before the beginning of Advent, in case you were unaware. We got a little transition. Green, white, purple. Oh, I'm sorry. It's blue here, isn't it? I've only been here one Advent. It's a time of preparation. We're beginning a time of preparation. This is the transition. The time of preparation is for the coming of the Lord. Amen? Now, there will be a lot of focus on his first coming as an infant, the incarnate God, the infant child, Jesus. But we listen closely as we move through Advent, and you will recognize that it is also a looking forward to the coming of his kingdom, the second coming of Jesus. However, we are still here and now. And we need to find out for ourselves, is this Jesus my King? Is he Lord over my life? Or am I just going to stand and watch? This probably won't surprise you too much. Do you remember that really shy kid that never really got involved in anything? They were always kind of there, but kind of sat out on the side. I don't know if you knew that child. That you would ask him, hey, come on. Oh, I'm okay. I'm okay. And they wouldn't get involved. I don't know if you know that child. Maybe you are that child. Maybe you can remember them. I remember it well because it was me. I sat on the side with the constant longing in my heart to be in the middle of what was going on. But I had fears and concerns and who knows what else goes on in your mind as a child, in your heart. That's a whole nother week-long series of sermons on my healing. But the fact of the matter is, there was this time I couldn't move. I stood and I watched life go by. And it was painful. So when I stand here before you, brothers and sisters, and I continually push, and I know I push a little, maybe a lot, but let me tell you why. I know what it's like to sit on the outside and want to be in the middle. Amen? I know how that feels in my heart, and I never want to feel it again. What I want to feel is the freedom that comes in Christ. And that's what I feel now. That's why the shy kid who flunked English because he wouldn't give a speech is up here speaking to you now. Because I have been freed by the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen? It is by his very presence of the Holy Spirit within me that I am even able to breathe, let alone stand here. I am telling you, brothers and sisters, I say these things to you because I see the church tied down by whatever it might be for each of us, and we should not be tied down. We should be free, amen? And if we can claim Jesus as King of Kings, claim him as yours so that you too can be free. It's pretty amazing. People think you're nuts. But who cares? You sleep better at night. The fullness of the life that God has promised you will come to fruition. The kingdom is near. So near that you can live in it now. There will still be things that go on in the world. There will still be disease. There will still be earthquakes. There will still be all the other things that we've heard in Scripture in the last couple of weeks. They will still happen. There will still be pain. There will still be sorrow. But the one thing that will remain always in the midst of it is the freedom to praise God and thank God with the knowledge that you, brothers and sisters, and I are already given access to the kingdom of God. So we can live quietly in fear and we can sit on the sidelines and watch. Or we can stand up and walk with Jesus right now. Amen? So the question becomes, are you ready and willing to stand up and walk with Jesus? Well, then stand up. This is the time. Brothers and sisters, look, see Episcopalian standing up, middle of a sermon. And we can do this only by his grace and by his very presence in us. And this is his day. This is the day as the church we come together and say, Lord Jesus, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, who is of all things, in all things, over all things. Amen? Even me. And you.
Be free. Be free. And give glory to your King. Amen.